You about ready? This is Marty Ford on BBSRadio.com live. Tuesdays, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock p.m. that is. The name of the show is You About Ready. I am Marty Ford, your host, here to empower, enlighten, enrich, and enhance your world, as are all the hosts on BBSRadio.com. So shut off the electronics in your house. You don't need Nancy Grace and Jane Mitchell and screaming at you with court cases, all that. You have no business paying attention to it because it doesn't affect you. It's just pseudo entertainment. Come here, listen to BBSRadio.com. You listen to my show, You About Ready. Listen to all the shows. Scroll through the BBSRadio.com lineup and find things of interest that will make your life better by people who are expert in your field. Unfortunately, I'm still looking to find out what I'm an expert at, but I think I do a pretty good job of bringing things out into your world to help you become empowered, to make you think critically, and to help you and guide you and show you and let you accomplish more than you ever thought possible in your world. Because a little bit of success goes a long way. Little taste of honey, you're throwing away the fake stuff. And you don't need Anderson Cooper yelling at you from the ravaged country of the Philippines, where I spent a year and a half, thousands and thousands of homes and houses are destroyed. And by the way, just so you know, over in the Philippines, where that storm just destroyed one of the most beautiful, picturesque landscapes in the world and some of the most wonderful people you'll ever meet, people who were conquered by countries all over the world and still managed to retain their pride and dignity and their culture. Those houses are really shacks made from rubble, scraps, metal pieces, bamboo, plywood, leaves tied together. Just nothing secure, no building codes, no, just a floor to sleep on. They used to call them thatched huts with dirt and mud in the floors, and it's just terrible. No sanitary conditions. Everybody uses the, which is, I think, Tagalog for some form of bathroom or lavatory, potty, or loo, as they say in more cultured and civilized worlds. So let's pray for the Filipino people. Joining me, please. You know, I spent, as I said, a year and a half. It was probably one of the greatest year and a half of my life. I was in the military and met great people. And by the way, on the military, I know yesterday was Veterans Day, but let's hold on, folks. Let's save the accolades and the shout-outs and the glamour. Let's not have ESPN through all their medium and commercials all over the place showing the greatness of the military. We know it's great. In fact, the people who were showing you that never served. It's the quiet ones, the ones that don't seek out the attention, don't seek out the glamour and the glory and the fame, just there to do their part to help maintain, keep, and protect this country, because that's what we have. We have defense, and if you don't like paying your taxes, wait until our defense folds. So don't complain, go serve, and let's stop creating artificial scenarios about the military and what we're doing for our veterans, because you know what? We're probably doing very little after they get out. There's opportunities out there, but none as good as my website, www.connectwithveterans.com, where veterans can sign up, or you can sign up a veteran in your family, friend or neighbor. Sign them up. You put your name, their name, where station, what years they served, any other pertinent information to help identify them, address, phone number, email, cell phone, et cetera, et cetera. And let the system connect everybody and let people, veterans, go through that website to find their buddies. It's all the therapy in the world and all the groups and the medicine and all that stuff that it's relatively useless. What veterans need is to be around their buddies, to see them on Skype, to visit them in person, to connect through social media or email or whatever way they want to get together. That's what they need, because they share a common ground, and unless you walk down shoes, you'll never have that experience. So let's stop the fake stuff and do something good for veterans. Spread the word about my website, www.connectwithveterans.com. I usually save it for the end of the show, but I was caught up watching so many of those commercials and ads and spirited, highlighted features on veterans, watching football games and overseas and so forth, and families and people holding up. Yes, it's good and it's patriotic, but go serve. If you can, if you're capable. And if not, help a vet. Because because that's what my website is intended to do. www.connectwithveterans.com, $25 registration fee, $10 annual renewal fee. Cheap. It's a couple of packs of cigarettes and a half a tank. You spend more on coffee that you don't need, dollars a cup or whatever you're doing. You waste more. Put regular gas in your car instead of premium. And stay home and miss a meal. You don't go out to the restaurants and pay $10 for a hamburger. So let's help veterans. The money that comes in, help pay for the website, and all, I repeat, all, M-A-L-L in capital letters, all the other money is going to go to deserving veterans out there. They're hurting for a lot of things. These are the Filipinos. And I don't know what we're going to do with the Filipino folks. I'm sure the social service agencies are out there. And hopefully all the from money to stuff get to the people and not redirect it somewhere where it's into the hands of people who are not going to get it the most, sort of like we had in some in America and other places around the world. So think about the Filipinos, pray for them, and let's hope that don't happen again, any kind, wherever they are. So last week I gave you a critical thinking brainbuster that was solved by several years ago. I had read about it, and so I put it out there, and for the listeners, with Marty Ford, your host, 9 o'clock Tuesday evenings Eastern Time on bbsradio.com. Incidentally, if you want to call into the station here, they'll connect you with me at 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or you can send me an email at hamp, H-A-M-P, 73 at gmail.com. Last week's critical thinking is greater than God, more evil than rich people don't want it, poor people have it, and if you eat it, you die. Collectively, it's hard to break it down, but if you individually say each one of those short sentences, you will come up with the answer, which is, what's greater than God? Nothing. So believe, or whatever your higher power or God is, whoever is in, that you look to for help and guidance and relief. So what's greater than God? Nothing. What's more than the devil? Nothing. What do rich people want for? What do poor people have? Nothing. You will die. So kindergarten that answer. I guess because they listen more closely and attentively. Multitasking. Because when multitasking is when you're doing a lot of things at the same time very well. And listening is a lost. Remember, you have two ears and one. You should listen more than you talk. This critical thinking brainbuster is quite, it's a numbers game, and it goes like this. Why is 6 a fraction of 7? That's all it is. Why is 6 a 7? We'll get back to you next week with the answer. This week's tidbit of useless information from my vast warehouse and storage facility. Remember, it's not good to eat or drink on an empty stomach. Never do it. It's not good for you. Do not eat or drink on an empty stomach. You don't need medical attention for that. You don't have to go to WebMD. You don't have to consult with your physician. 4 out of 5 doctors. Just remember, eat or drink on an empty stomach. Another tidbit from Marty Ford, radio.com. This is information. We all have meta messages, a meta message. I think I might have gone over this before, but so many of them lately, because when people convince or persuade you to believe in what they're saying beyond listening what they have to say, you know, because sometimes we listen, but we don't hear, or we hear, but we don't listen. I don't know which one comes first. Anyway, the meta message is a message about the message, and the best explanation is the best example that we have here. So, I love you. That's the message. And then really, I do. Really, I do. That's the meta message. When you say, that's it, final, done deal. You don't need to have a message about your message. If, in fact, it's being received as you so intended to do. So the meta message, how you use it, you know, and be careful when if you hear it, think about it. Why a message about their message? What am I what's there any ulterior motive behind their message? The airplanes. I was away visiting family over the weekend, and things are good. I'm happy for that so far, keeping going. And the airplanes, we have to do something about the airplanes. I know they cannot be controlled with delays and so forth, and mechanical things come up, and that's understandable and annoying and so forth. But entering the plane, remember, you want to get in the plane and not on the plane. So that's the way to listen when people speak. They say, it's time to get on the plane now. You don't want to. You want to get in. How hard is it to see? You have one number and one letter. Only one of six letters. And only one number of maybe 5 or 30, however the plane is. How many? You have a seat number and a row number. Why is there always those small handful of people who don't know an aisle from a window and sit in the window or an aisle seat? They belong in the middle. And et cetera, et cetera. And why are people bringing all this stuff to the plane? I know why, because now you have to pay for it. So to expedite the loading process, why don't you use the flight crew, ground crew, in-plane flight crew, to escort people in almost row by row so they can stash their stuff in the overhead bins, which are being overburdened and overwhelmed, and just get people in their seats, buckled up, ready to go. I'll bet you if you did some kind of training and study and got some clock watch and actuary in there to figure out numbers and time and motion studies and all, it would be much more efficient. Not only would it save aggravation, but you have a bin that's most loaded, and here comes somebody late to arrive for the spot that's already filled, thing in there, and people are frustrated, right? And he has problems with his seat, the wrong seat. If you say wrong, because remember, the number two person put out there, right? The idiot that is causing the disturbance, if and when they're challenged by a contemporary, a peer, and not an authority figure, always has, what do you mean? What's wrong with this? You know, take it easy. All that kind of crap. So then you have all the flight crew have to step in. But we can rid ourselves of those frustrating, annoying situation. I have people who were trained and will do get paid as well, and bucks and tips too. Because remember, tips means to ensure proper service. So the it's just once you're inside the plane and before takeoff, everybody's settled. Basically, people are fooled. Don't look out for or unless they're forced into it, and it's a thing. We have to let weed folks out of jail. I don't care if you legalize weed, you can do whatever you want, because weed people are usually harmless. You always have a percentage who aren't, but the weed folks, all they want is sweets and drinks of any kind after they're using the weed, and they're clogging up jail, taking up space and wasting time of professionals out there. So let's get rid of the weed folks and jail, expunge their records, retroactive to whatever time you want to define as the time to do that, and let's put all in there, because there's no place for this to go. They're out on the streets wreaking havoc, causing chaos. I was on my way to the airport yesterday in Florida, and the limo driver said, wow, it's a good thing we didn't come earlier today, or because there was a multi-hour delay. I said, what happened? He said, some guy was on the top of a highway threatening to jump. Shut down two major interstates, and one is a bypass interstate that leads right to the airport entrance. And I'm sure there were thousands of cars and many more people inconvenienced, frustrated, or missing planes to go to important appointments or getting to see family or on business and have to make connections. And one guy's up there threatening them. And you know what? This is a terrible thing to say, but in war, there's casualties. And if we got to lose this guy, that's okay. Sacrifice for the whole. And when you come down to this guy or this person, when if they rescue him, or when they rescue him and get him down, and people go back for the or however long it takes to recover from their frustration, because time is money and people are it's costing a lot of money for these delays. When you break it down, you're going to find out that you're going to have to listen to the guy. And all his excuses through his spokesman or mouthpiece on one of the cable TV shows. You shouldn't be watching right now. You should be listening to Com. Me, Marty, about ready at 9 o'clock Eastern time zone. You're going to listen to all the excuses that the person has. Oh, my dad didn't play catch with me. Mom had to work 3 jobs. I had to make my own cereal in the morning, and there was never any milk because I'm not smart enough to go out and get milk. And I didn't have a birthday party. All the other kids did, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to listen to all the excuses to explain his irrational behavior, that he didn't take his meds, he's under evaluation, he's under care, and he didn't go to the group, and so on and so on and so on. This stuff feeds those cable TV shows, and why in the world people listen to them and watch them is beyond belief, when you could be doing something to impress yourself. And I'll get to lose somebody. Let's do it, and let's set an example. If you're going to do something stupid like that, then there's consequences. You're going to have to pay the price and let people get on with their lives. And it's sad to say that, because I'm as sensitive and an emotional and caring type person as you can meet. And I can have credentials and that. But everybody up there jumping needs to be away, because all the psycho places are closing for lack of funding, or that it's, the treatment patterns don't work and they're not doing what they're told to do or asked to do by their professionals in their lives. Then what are they doing? They're taking up space, wasting our time and resources, right? So let's get them off the streets. Let them be protected from us. Let us be protected from them. And let the world go on without the burden of having this type of situation, which seems to occur on a daily basis. All you have to do is watch a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day cliche of stories, and you will find multiple examples of these. And isn't it about time for some substantial consequence instead of making excuses? Because remember, excuses explain failure. Reasons define success. There was no reason for that person to be up there or anything similar. All we listen is to a sad story of woe. Woe is me. And that's it. And so let's move on from there, because it's kind of depressing to talk about that. And I'm sure people are saying, oh, my God, what's he talking about? Take somebody on. Yeah. And I guess, you know what? I think you'll find a lot of people who agree. We can be civil about it. Maybe shoot him with a tranquilizer and put one of those big mattress things at the bottom of the bridge. Right. But make it quick and get it over. People can get on with their lives. Right? Anyway, the cliches. Now, the cliches, as we always say, are replacements, or in modern days, they are used instead of cursing. Right? They're actually curse words, because you hear them so much, you don't get desensitized to them. But they're used because they're not critically thinking. They're not taking enough time to come up with other forms of communication in language that are not a me too saying everything. And we've had some in the past. I'll review them quickly if you're a first-time listener, and if you are, welcome to the show. Some of the cliches in the past, and of course, amazing at the end of the day, best in class, in going forward or moving forward, all in, unless you're micro and soft, you'll never get all in. I know from experience. Step up, pile up, ramp up, a level playing field. Of course, in politics, it's transparency. Never have things been so obfuscated than since transparency has come in vogue in the political world many years ago. So those are some from the past. There's many more, but, you know, organized, but not that organized to recall them. I'm going to take time. I want to give you some new ones this week. And I hear it a lot when I'm playing ball with the guys, and somebody makes a shot or a good pass or does something good. And somebody always says, "That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about." And I always say, "I don't know what you're talking about. We're really not talking. We're playing." I hear that for describing something when someone performs with doing what they're supposed to be doing. Along with step it up, dial up, ramp up is gassing it up. I guess gassing it up is when you get hit and anger sets in, and anger turned inward turns to depression. So you better do something about your anger, especially all you bullies out there. We'll get to you in a minute. And here's one in the political arena. The floor recognizes. Now, I used to install floors to work my way through college. and I was a general laborer within a two-person shop, and we installed floors, tile, carpet, hardwood, many years ago, and did quite well. But no floor ever recognized me. No floor ever. I recognized, but it never recognized me. So that's another one that we hear all the time when you're listening to and you're doing some vote or something. We're filibustering and going on forever. It's talking about not just to... we're going in under the radar. That was under the radar. Well, radar, I don't even know if they use radar anymore with technology. And radar retired from MASH. The show was off. So find something else to say besides under the radar, you know, or dodge a bullet. There's another one. He heard that time. But we want to, and we don't want kids having a lot of exposure to guns and experiences like that. But we're going to dodge a bullet that time. Way to go. Got away with it now. And the last one for tonight is under the weather, which I was feeling last week, not so much today, but I was feeling under the weather. Now, I wasn't exactly on the Weather Channel, which is part of the 24-hour fill-the-time TV stations that are helping ruining our country, along with malls. But I don't get if it's sunny out there and the sun's above me, I am under the weather. And if it's raining out there, I am getting wet and snow and so forth and so on. So I don't know what under the weather is. And if anybody can explain it, please call in at 888-0. Call in if someone's knowledgeable out there. Wiki dictionary. What is the difference between a typhoon and a hurricane? I've been through both, and I just can't recall a definitive explanation of the difference. Maybe one happens in the island zones in the tropics, and one to a land. I don't know. So if there's some meteorologist expert out there, such as the Weather Channel, all the because you have nothing going life, please let us know under the weather means. So much for the cliches and the critical thinking, a tidbit of useless in our meta message here, the jail. Airport. I want to say one last thing about the airport. Through security, here we go. Everyone get naked. Look down at your toes. No need for x-rays and pat-downs. Just look at all the ass. Take it easy on yourself and wear sunglasses.
Okay, we're back at you. This is Marty Ford on BBSRadio.com. Live Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern time. The name of the show is You About Ready. We got halfway through the show and had a little electronics interrupt us. We don't know what the cause is, but prepared businesses have backup plans. And within a minute, we're back at you. We're using a different form, an old-fashioned form of communication right now. We're using a landline. How many still have one of those in their house? So that's good, and I appreciate BBSRadio.com just going and doing it and getting it done. That's empowerment. That's not panic. That's being empowered, knowing what you're supposed to do in times of so-called crisis and need. So we were talking about a lot of things, just finishing up with cliches and the big box theory. I think I was talking about the big boxes which have ruined our country as far as shopping is concerned. The other day I had to go to a big box because I needed fluorescent light bulbs, and I just don't know, I was not in the hometown, I was down visiting family, and I didn't know where to go, so I ended up one of the big boxes. It was a Sunday morning, and they were like 6 customers in the store, 1 cashier at the checkout. So I got in line behind a couple of people, and there was a problem with the credit card, problem with the cash register not opening. She punched every button there. She hit all the appropriate keys. It wasn't working. The gift card was put into the machine through a slot. It couldn't be retrieved until the customer service manager came over. I was instructed, excuse me now, I got a little voices interruptus. A lot of interruptus tonight. I hope it doesn't happen if I'm in the pollinating mood with my beautiful wife. So I was instructed to go to the self-service checkout line, and I got down there and, of course, panics it in because I don't know how to do that stuff. I'm technologically challenged. And so I returned to the where the lone cashier was at the station, and I got behind a lovely woman
who was with her husband, buying two things. And, of course, there was a problem with the credit card. And then the customer service manager came on. And, you know, maybe a 1 or 2 minute cash transaction was taking now 10. And now she had to go and get to the customer service line and take care of that. And it was annoying and frustrating. And I commiserated with her for a few minutes. I gave her bbsradio.com, told her to listen. I hope you're listening there, my good friend in South Florida from the big box store of stuff that you have to walk around for half an hour to find. And very rarely is there someone knowledgeable to tell you exactly where to go to find what you need, because you're usually in the bathroom smoking a cigarette on break all day. So this lovely woman moved on to customer service, and I don't know if she was serviced or not, because the reality in business like that, it's customer disservice, not customer service, right? And if you've experienced things like that, give us a call at or send an email. I don't know if we can call in tonight with the technology challenges, but we'll give it a shot. 888-627-6008, bbsradio.com. So now it's my turn. I was buying fluorescent lights. They come two in a pack, $9.98 each. The bill came to $21.12. I gave the lady $21.25 cash, and she was pressing every button out there, and the thing wouldn't work. And here comes the customer service manager again, interrupting her chores with the previous customer, and they had to use some keys and pushing more buttons and a card to swipe, and finally it came out, but it said I was owed $20.35. And I said, well, I would love to take that, but I'm not. Just give me my 12 cents or whatever it is, and I'll be out of here with my fluorescent light bulb. So the point is, the big boxes have ruined neighborhoods and downtown shopping villages and so forth. And for foods, for specialty items, for home improvement stuff, things you need to basic stuff. You have to drive to them, find a place to park, locate the item in there, and stand in the never-ending battle of checkout. You know, it's like the Hotel California. You check in, but you never check out. So I'm really upset with it all because I'd rather pay a buck or two more. And we used to have a hardware store, and the guy sold everything from a small little shop, maybe 1,000 square feet and half a basement and a back room. And he sold everything you needed, you know, appliances, he could get you appliances, that's right. He did have catalogs for that, not samples or display items, but appliances, cookware, of course, paint, hardware, and so forth. And the guy was great. It was a neighborhood hangout. Anytime you go in there, especially on a Saturday, there'd be half a dozen guys in there buying stuff on the honey to-do list that they had to do after they played basketball, I might add, because we always play basketball Saturday, 10 o'clock. Come to the park for pickup ball. It's a great thing. So you don't mind doing the chores as long as you get your run and your sweat and hang out with the guys for a little bit. So you would always see guys in there, or people. It didn't matter, men, women. I'm just saying guys is a neutral term. And they were your neighbors, your children's classmates, church-goers, whoever they are, local people in town that you see, and you can chit-chat, compare notes, compare stories, take up space, and always being serviced by the owner or the owner's wife or the owner's children or a brother or brother-in-law, somebody there, and they knew everything. You could walk in and describe the gizmo or the gadget that you needed, and he had two to choose from, not 102. Not like the choices out there of so many, you can't make up your mind. Go try to buy paint. Look at all the colors that are out there. It's like, I don't know how women do nail polish and lipstick. It's ridiculous. 300 shades of red. And, you know, you have one favorite or two favorites. And it all started with Howard Johnson. If you remember Howard Johnson, the orange pitch roof motel on the highways that had a restaurant where he served one flavor of food, but 28 flavors of ice cream. And then, of course, it graduated to 31, and there's probably 100 million of them now. And there's just too many choices. Go to the big box and with your kids and try to buy sneakers or cleats. It's incredible. You could spend a half a day there. And now it's self-serve. They don't even have people to service you. because they know they can't service you because people are so demanding and kids are so indecisive and parents get so frustrated. So why hire people and pay them to go through that? So they just have basically self-serve, and you find what you want. Hopefully it fits. It's the right color, the right style, the right name, the right season, the right year, and the kid buys it, goes home, wears it, and then loses it. So the big boxes have ruined the shopping experience. It used to be fun to shop. You know, it was an experience. You had your list, you had your things, you were doing good stuff, you were seeing people, you were being, excuse me, you were being well-serviced, and now it's gone. Flying used to be a pleasure, even with people's distress or people's express airlines. It was wonderful to fly, very affordable and a bit unique because they took your money while in the plane, while you were airborne, and you didn't have to go through the process. And by the way, when you're flying now, make sure the name on your picture ID, wherever it is, driver's license, passport, whatever, is the same as your boarding pass. So if you're Robert, you know, on your legal documentation of identification, don't make your reservation as Bob, Bobby, Rob, or Robbie. They don't know who you are. They'll question. It happened to our kids. It took four people to come out to figure out that the name was a nickname on the his everyday name, and his formal name was on his driver's license. What a pain in the neck that is. So the big boxes have ruined us. As far as the shopping experience, it's ruined downtowns, created vacancies, and the guy who used to sell gift cards and shoes and hardware now works at the big box for $10 an hour, and he's glad to have it. And that's been going on for years. So let's boycott the big box theory and make them accountable. Just the way you can control the price of gas at the corner gas stations, if you have two or three in your area and they're all pricey, just don't go to one. Go to the other two, and the one you don't go to is going to increase his inventory, supply, and the no demand, he's got to drop the price and just repeat the cycle. And it'll never happen because we're lazy. You know, we like the $8, $9 pack of cigarettes, the $3, $4 cup of coffee, the cell phone, the internet, and the cable, and we don't know where our money goes, right? Not that you'd have to live like a cave person, but, you know, stop complaining about money and the lack of it when you do things like that. So the big box theory, let's boycott it. Let's make them accountable for customer service, right? And don't pay the extra money and go to a local person if they have them, if you can find a place, right? And it's hard to do that. So moving on, I think instead of paying a lot of money for doctor's visits and yeast and Viagra, you should use yeast. That way you're sure to get a rise. There's too, like I said, there's too many choices. Now, I have a bit of a sensitive issue here because it has nothing to do with yeast or being micro and soft in the need of yeast. But what do we call things? What do things want to be known by? For example, is it a car, vehicle, or an auto? Is the person a lawyer, an esquire, attorney, or a counselor? Are people black, African-American, Negro, or anything else? And I bring this up because of the recent situation, and I can't let it go because it's part of the 24-hour mainstream news that people are talking about all over, beyond the water cooler, and it's a non-story. It's a non-story. But behaviors like that go on all over in corporations, languages used you would never think of because, oh, my goodness, look at that office building and how they dress. They would never use any words that are inappropriate, but they do. They use the same words you use in your kitchen when you're sitting playing cards with your friends, if you do that, unless you're watching the electronic box all night, if you really have a life. And so I don't know what to call folks anymore. I don't know. Am I getting in my car, or am I buying a vehicle, or am I looking at the auto classifieds? Is the guy next door a lawyer? You know, and it depends on who you talk to. So if a person you're talking to is African-American and you start talking to them, after a while you'll know how they want to be called, right? Or they'll tell you, right? And so it depends. And so what works with one person doesn't work with another person. So we almost have to be universal. Again, there's too many choices. I can't look at sneakers at the big box stores. I just can't do that because I don't know what I'm doing. There's too many things to choose from. It just causes confusion and results in situations where that football player, Richie Incognito, a.k.a. Dick Incognito, which means it's hiding, so he must be micro and soft as well. No disrespect, because I'm going to quote what he said, or sort of quote. Hey, dude, I really didn't mean anything by it. I was just kidding. Right, which is the attitude that bullies use when they want to They want to get rid of the blame. I'm not that smart. I don't know all the words. Help me. They don't want to be blamed for anything. It's not my fault. You misinterpreted what I said. You didn't understand what I said. Well, I wouldn't have to do that if you didn't say it. Even if you, I was just playing around. No. Now you're coming up with excuses, and we know excuses explain failure. Instead of having reasons to like somebody and their friendship and their companionship and their and just being together and having common ground and sharing it, and then it turns ugly and dirty because of a misinterpretation of a word. And that word is a horrible word. It just brings back memories of pain and misery and suffering and almost extermination. What the heck is that about? So let's not anybody use it. It's not a cultural thing. If no one uses it, then there's not a problem. When a select few use it, and then who are supposedly allowed or permitted or approved to use it, and then an outsider uses it, you have trouble. You have conflict. So let's just everyone forget the word. Not forget it. Learn from it and move on and not let anyone use it in any context, whoever you're with, whatever situation you're in, personal, social, professional, hanging out at the corner, doing whatever you're doing. Let's not bring back the Archie Bunker mentality because it's still here. Even he softened in his older years because he wore a sweater with patches on it like Mr. Rogers. Right? So he even learned lessons that, hey, you're really stupid when you say that kind of stuff. And if people like those guys down there who were doing all that, incidentally, I think Incognito and that crackhead mayor, who, by the way, shares my last name, no relation, that crackhead mayor up in Canada, I think the two of them should get together and make sequels to all the Chris Farley movies, starting with the sequel to Dumb and Dumber, which could be Stupid and Stupider, right? What are they doing up there? Why do we even give them attention? All there is more examples of bullies. And I say, pack your bags and go over to the Philippines and do some good for people. Do some good instead of creating havoc, putting yourself out there. You know, any publicity is good publicity. It's the same thing, right? And I know he's got friends all over, and the other guy probably won't play. Who the hell knows? And really, who cares? It's another non-story that you see on TV every night, if you're so inclined to watch that stuff, that has no meaning and bearing on your life. It's just crap to chit-chat about because your life is so dull, so ordinary, and so boring. And you don't know how to fight boredom, which is the enemy of the people. You can if you read my book. I have three books. Need a publisher. Somebody's out there who's a publisher. First one is Power Up Your Power, which is about empowerment, which is all about this show because it's critical thinking and making you letting you accomplish more, the opportunity to accomplish more than you ever thought possible. Second one is Things to Do to Fight Boredom, the enemy of us all, so we don't sit around talking about all the crap we hear all over the bombarded brainwashing media that we listen to and watch and read every day and hear from other people. And then the third one is G-Verb, get up, get out, get going, and that's basically about kids and play, and I don't want to go off on a tangent right now, but kids don't play enough, and they're over-medicated, and they start them in middle school, maybe even younger. Besides the cell phone, they're taking all these psychotropic drugs and for and ADHD and all these diseases that were invented in the past generation to sell more pharmaceuticals. And what's amazing about some of these pharm companies is that every once in a while, quite often as a matter of fact, you're reading how they have to pay these hundreds of million dollars in fines that is built into their business plan because of some medicine or product that is found to have some issues. So they set money aside based on the cash flow, the income stream, whether it's legit or not, and so they know they're going to have to pay fines, and they put the money away and they pay the fine, and they continue to do business as usual because the incestuous fraternity of leadership in Washington has influence over corporations all over the world, and they sit on the boards of directors of all these things, and they just toy with the people down below, which is us. So let the bullies go do some good, and let people like the football guys go down over to the Philippines, and they can bully their way through nature's destruction, as they have bullied their way through the miserable life, their miserable lives, by ruining the lives of their targets and their victims. Remember, the bully's the weakest one. Stand up to them, challenge them, right? And they will back down because they know they're the weakest one. And they only pick on and they only go after targets who they know they can conquer. They're not going after somebody bigger, smarter, stronger, et cetera, et cetera. If they have a cap gun, they're not going after anybody with an AK. So let's forget that. So the bullies have to be controlled. We have to, you know, they have to be taught a lesson. They have to know that what they do is not acceptable, right? And it's more damaging than good. But if that's the way of the locker room, if that's the way of the world, if that's the way we really want to live our life and have our people in our country do that, then so be it. That's the way it is. But I happen to think when pressed for an answer, most people would say no. It's inappropriate, it's disrespectful, and it's unnecessary. And we don't need that kind of clutter in our lives every day. We need good stuff. We need to get up, get out, get going. We need to get off our rear ends and fight this obesity problem that's out there. And one way to do it is to begin by going to your doctor and telling them, hey, I want to get rid of this fat, right? I'm in the process myself. I got probably a half a body I got to get rid of. And, you know, I exercise a lot and I try to eat right, but some of it, you know, it's genetic. No, it's probably mental. You just want to eat everything you see. So stop buying the 5 pounds of potato salad at the big box stores and go buy something better like a fruit or a vegetable and start some exercise. Go to your doctor and tell them this is what you want to do. Go get some cheap, inexpensive workout clothes. A good pair of shoes, though, because you don't want to be suffering with bad feet like I am right now going through all this pain and suffering. And start. Take a walk. 30 minutes a day. I just read a top university, not named, not important, in America, just came out, and they said perhaps a 30-minute day walk around the block is good exercise. They have to say perhaps. And it's the oldest and best form of exercise that you can have, just being outside in nature, smelling the air, fresh or not, seeing the flowers, seeing a dog, a deer, a person, maybe stopping along your walk and talking with someone and listening to them and having them listen to you. You'll feel good about yourself. Isn't that what it's all about? Part of empowerment, to feel good about yourself? Because when you feel good about yourself, you're going to make other people want to do the same, and you're going to help them feel good about themselves. One of the great things for cardio, because that's another cliche buzzword you hear, I'm working my cardio, I'm checking my pulse every step and all this other stuff, is the what they call the step test. And it's part of, I guess, the step aerobics and all that. All you need is a folding chair, a card table chair, and a spotter. Spotter's important. Preferably not a padded chair that you have to take off your padded walls if you're so inclined, because you're on the streets instead of someplace where you can be managed and controlled and not cause havoc in the world. But you have this step test. You stand in front of the chair that's up against the wall. It's firmly there. It will move as you move. That's why you have a spotter. Maybe two, one on either side, till you get going and get in a rhythm by yourself. Stand in front of the chair, put your left foot up, put your right foot up, or put your right foot up, and then put your left foot up. And then left foot down, right foot down, and repeat the process. Up 1 foot, up a second foot, down 1 foot, down a second foot. 5 minutes. Guarantee in 5 minutes, you'll sweat through anything and everything you're wearing, and you'll be ready to lay on the floor and they have to pick you up with a spatula. A step test. 5 minutes, get the cardio going. If you can't do 5, start with 1 minute, 3 minutes, whatever you can do, and build yourself up. Have a target, have a goal, and make a time frame that I want to accomplish this goal by whatever date you choose. Very simple. You do it in your house. You can do it a couple times a day. It's not that difficult. You just need a few people, somebody in your household, a friend, a neighbor, somebody, relative, to spot you until you get it right. And it's very simple. It's great exercise. After you're done, cool down, go take a walk around the block for a half hour. You'll come back, you won't eat, your appetite will be diminished, and you'll be satisfied with less instead of more, and you'll wake up tomorrow, and your pants will be a little looser. And you'll wake up the next day, your pants will be a little looser. And going to bed hungry, skipping a meal, which many of us can do without any problem, will even help enhance and increase your weight loss. So get up, get out, get going. Let kids play. Give yourself time to regain some a body image that you might want to enhance and improve, and get away from that TV that traps us. It's like a straitjacket with shackles. Get away from it. Nothing good is coming from it for you or anyone else. And make a goal for yourself. What, did you accomplish anything this week? Did you set a goal? Did you accomplish a goal? Did you become empowered? Did you enhance your world? Did you enrich your life? Did you energize your spirits? Did you make a commitment? And the big thing, did you laugh? Ha, ha, ha. Not enough laughter out there. Too much sadness and misery. Because you're in front of that box saying, wow, I'm glad that's not me. Oh, look at that. That's terrible. And we're listening to people on the TV or in the TV, wherever they're at, going through a script to keep you focused and glued to TV so you're not doing anything for yourself. Get out. Meet people. Do something for yourself. Something good, right? And you'll feel good, and everybody in your world will feel good. And you will be better, right? Okay, we did that. We did that. I forgot this one. This is an important one. It's a little something. All I have to do is find it. Oh, disappointment. I want to talk about disappointment. There's a lot of times we go through life disappointment. No greater example of disappointment is when you're talking with someone. You're in either a social situation or a food event of some kind, and you're talking with him, and you're walking down the room, and you go over to a table, and you reach down because it's dessert time, and there's a cookie, and you haven't had a cookie in a while, and you want a cookie. You reach down for what your brain is telling you is a chocolate chip cookie, and you're engaged in conversation, which is a good thing, even if you're talking about taxes and all that other crap. And you put it in your mouth, and it's an oatmeal raisin. Disappointment. Disappointment. And I've experienced that. That's why I wanted to share it to you. Other disappointments that could be so damaging to our trust, right? Because you should believe half of what you see and nothing you hear, because you can't trust anything or anyone. The latest example is, I'm sorry. Even the president said he's sorry for the disaster that Obamacare is. Even though there's millions of people without insurance, and what he said originally isn't actually going to happen. I'm not saying it's not true. We don't want to accuse anybody of misspeaking, because today no one lies. They misspeak. But he came out, I saw an article in the paper the other day, where he's truly sorry. And remember, sorry is a character flaw, sometimes a character description. And when people are engaged in trying to make you feel sorry or apologize or something like that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Even these guys for their, oh, dude, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. Well, when you accept that, when you go along with I'm sorry and all that, it gives people permission to do it again. That's what they're looking for. They're giving people permission to do it again. And don't do that. Don't do that. So we have to have some trust somewhere. You got to trust in yourself and hope everyone follows along and have people in your world who trust you and you can trust. So two forms of trust that would just be devastating, especially to me because I'm a supporter of these things. What if Wheel of Fortune was fixed? Would that be awful? I think it's on like 30 years on TV, and I got to have my Jeopardy and Wheel every night. And it's easy because there could be a guy under there with a button that just stops the wheel on a certain thing because it's predetermined who's going to win, sort of like WWE. But anyway, that would be sad. The other huge, there's another cliche, huge disappointment would be if Consumer Reports was caught taking bribes from companies to promote their products. How awful would that be? The last bastion of trust. And they really don't talk about how that works. They just say they're independent and no influencers are there, and they give everybody the same treatment and so forth. But wouldn't it be awful if there was some backroom consortium of a few folks, a little group, that was controlling it, and we couldn't trust Consumer Reports? How awful would that be? Does anything ever take just 2 seconds. I said, man, you got 2 seconds. This will just take 2 seconds. And an hour later, you're still there. That's another, you know, overused and abused cliche. This will just take a minute. Okay? Can you give me 2 seconds? Can you give me a minute? It never works out that way. Say no. I don't have 2 seconds to give you. I'm very busy trying to watch TV or something. But it's just overused and abused. And it's things that we say. We hear, we listen to it. We don't actually hear what's being said. And we just go on and on using the same language all the time. No matter who or what gang or cult or party, political, is in power, the same stuff happens. Doesn't matter who's in charge, because I don't really think they have the power to do anything. Just think they're, figureheads or puppets or robots going along, and they're just good at speaking and good at crowd control and good at persuasive discussions and getting points across. But the same lies and deceit and scandal and misspeaking occurs no matter who's in office. Just go back in recent history, the past 4 or 5 leaders of our country who tell us what to do and not do the same thing themselves, like serve in the military. Who of them are serving in the military? I don't know, right? As I said, you trust yourself. You believe half of what you see and nothing you hear, right? Half of what you see and nothing you hear. So we had a lot to talk about tonight. We had some interruptus along the way, but it was quickly solved and resolved by the leaders of the great BBSradio.com. I keep meaning to join the Procrastinators Club, but I keep putting it off. I can't figure why it doesn't work. Can someone help me with that? It's a defect I have, right? It's a terrible thing. This is Marty Ford, live on BBSradio.com. Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The name of the show is You Bow Ready. And the whole point of the show is to help you become empowered, to make you think about the world around you, help you accomplish more than you ever thought possible. Get in some music. Music is good. Find your groove, whatever it is. Music is calming. I listen to music before I go on the air every week, and it pumps me up. I just get psyched. I just ready to go. Can't wait for the call to come in that the show is live. Can't wait for the countdown, right? Do something good for yourself. Music takes away some sadness, some loneliness, some depression, whatever the feelings are, makes you feel good about yourself. It's like singing in the shower. And I mentioned before about laughter, and I didn't elaborate enough, because laughter is a good thing. It really is. It makes you feel good. Your brain secretes some kinds of things that make you feel good about yourself, right? And you want more of them. You want a lot of those. Like when I played tennis with my dad many years ago, he'd come home, he'd say, because he was sedentary most of his life. He did play bowling and some volleyball, but tennis and racquetball, which we play, was a bit more rigorous. He'd come home and I said, how you feeling, Pop? He said, I'm tired and I ache, but I feel good. And I think that's the endorphins coming from the brain that make you feel good about yourself. Takes away the pain and the anxiety, the tension, the stress, and you feel good. Excuse me, and you want more. You want more of it. What we don't want more of are acne commercials. Man, I'm tired of looking at those sorry faces. Just get them off the air, sell your product without the examples. You know, examples are always the best explanations, as I always say, but the reality is, and there's another cliche, but the reality is, thank you very much, guilty, sorry. To be honest, I'm tired of looking at acne. I see it in kids all the time. Adults have it. Every once in a while, I bump out somewhere on the face or on the back. It's nasty. And they always show it when you're having some snacks or eating a meal, which we shouldn't be doing in front of the TV. But, yes, we do that because they want to say we might miss something because we have to be entertained. We have to be entertained. So let's lose the acne commercials. And, because the next step our visuals of the hemorrhoid commercials and all that delicate tissue. We don't need to see that either. Painful enough just hearing the word, right? there's one other thing before we sign off. Oh, what is it? And I'm getting tired. Oh, the army, the military. And two things, and then we're going. I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm out. I'm booking. I'm jetting. Whatever you want to call it. I got dry mouth. Played ball tonight. Touched the ball about six times. We had a lot of guys tonight, and one floor to play on. And it was, if you got on and you stayed, you were lucky. What's the difference between aggregate? What is an aggregate? Not the difference, but what's an aggregate? A derivative. We know that Wall Street has derivatives, but I don't know what they are, and I don't think they can explain it. Sort of like a law. Sort of like Obamacare. Everybody knows what it is, but no one can explain it accurately, succinctly, and truthfully. So let's put our army to work. Let's use these folks. Make them visible, armed, ready to go. They're trained to kill and trained to survive and trained to protect, like police. Let's put them out there and to quell or reduce, eliminate, prevent hostile situations, right? We pay them. Let's use them, right? They can do training. They can do all what they have to do. But let's put them on shift out there in select places where we're most vulnerable, right? Stadiums, the awful malls, concerts, wherever, big crowd, bridges, tunnels. Let's make them visible. Might be a deterrent. The power of one. I talked about that before. Put one police car on the highway with the lights flashing, nobody in it, and everybody slows down. It's just the way of the world. We react. Of course, when you pass them, they speed up, and they probably have someone down the road to get you for doing what you're not supposed to be doing. I don't think they mind if you're exceeding the speed limit by a few miles and you're going with traffic, but it's the wackos who shouldn't be on the street, the aggressive, the angry, the bullies who are darting in and out of traffic, creating dangerous situations. They're the ones that the law officers have to get rid of. And that makes it dangerous for us all who are just staying with traffic. But, you know, do the speed limit, and that's why they have them out there. Someone knows what they're doing, I hope. So you're talking with your friends, your good friends, right? And your phone rings, and you answer, and you talk for a few minutes, and you hang up. Your good friends who you're standing with or socializing or having a meal. Incidentally, some kids have started this movement. I'm sure it's bigger than anything that I know, where you have some people go out and sit at a table at a restaurant, and everybody puts their cell phone in the middle of the table. First one who touches it pays the bill. If not, you just split it and pay for your own meal, right? That's not bad. Sort of like anteing up, and dealer pays for mistakes. When you play cards, at least they did in the old days. So you talk with your good you talk with somebody on the phone. Your good friends are waiting for you to get off the phone so they can you can get reengaged with them. And you tell them, they say, "Well, who was on the phone?" "Oh, that was my best friend." Right? "Well, wait a minute. What's the difference between best and good? Aren't we your friends?" "Yeah, you're good friends. But now I was talking to my best friend." "Well, where's the power of definition in that? Who and what determines good versus best? We know good versus evil, right? But we don't know good from best." So careful how you dole that out. If you're with your friend and you're a good friend, you don't want to be one-upped by someone who's a best friend, because now you have competition. Or do you really want that person as a friend, right? I had a friend when I was in college, and we were buddies. We grew up together and all this stuff. Great guy. And he would always call, and I would respond. You know, if he needed this, he needed that, needed help, needed a ride, needed whatever it was, help looking for a job. And I would always do as much as I could for him. The one time I called and said, "Can you pick me up at the playground? I'm tired, and I don't feel like walking home." He said, "No, I can't make it. I'm watching TV. Ah! And that was many years ago when we had little boxes at home with tubes in them, not today's flat screen and I don't know what's in there stuff. This is Marty Ford on BBSRadio.com, live Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening, 9 p.m. You can always call in, as I mentioned, but we're going to sign off right now. I hope you learned a few things. I hope you're thinking about setting a goal. I hope you're thinking about becoming more empowered in your world. I hope you're thinking about enhancing your life, enriching your life, making commitments. I hope you're thinking about laughing. And above all, I hope you're not thinking about it. I hope when after I sign off, you start doing it. Because you don't have to do where you're stuck. You can come out of the rut. You can become empowered. You can fight boredom. You can get out, get up, get out, get going. You can be a role model for kids, a positive, healthy role model, not someone who just puts them on a screen, lets them sit there, gives them medicine, and doesn't play with them or talk to them or take them anywhere. Or if you do, you have to chaperone them because the evil is out there. And if we get rid of the evil and put it away and let the weed people out, right? Like I said at the beginning of the show, we'll have maybe a better opportunity to have a better world. Next week, I'm going to come back at you with the national healthcare system I developed and the National Healthcare Lottery, which goes along with it to pay for it. It's a simple plan. We've talked about it two or three times, and I'm going to go after it again. It's good to review because whatever we have going ain't working, and it ain't going to work, and everybody is sorry and seeking forgiveness, and we're not going to forgive them because they're going to keep doing it and keep doing it until we're ground down to nothing. So let's leave on a positive note. Set a goal for yourself. Make a plan. Simple. One sentence. I am going to what? Not have four cups, only have two cups of coffee tomorrow and put that money in my sock drawer. I'm going to think about investing some money. I'm going to communicate better. I'm going to be more open. I'm going to listen better. I'm going to be a friend. I'm going to start liking myself. I'm going to look in the mirror into my eyes and like who I see, because a lot of us can't do that. Because the eyes, if you can't get into your eyes, you can't get to your soul. You can't get to your heart, and you're going to continue in the rut that you're in. So set some positive, healthy, creative goals for yourself and go out and get them. This is Marty Ford on BBSRadio.com. The name of the show is You Bow Ready. And all I have to say right now is power up your power, because the power is in you.